Welcome to Shul Machshava and Adav, Per Chilik, sponsored by Lulu Nishmas, Aaron Ben Yaakov Sholem and Leah Bas Yitzchok. We're holding in Sanhedrin Dav Tzadik Gimel. The Gemara on Amud Beis says that the Milo of Melech HaMashiach will be that he's Moirech V'doin. He brings a Psak Din based on smell. When two Baalei Dinim come in front of him, he can smell what is the Halakha, and based on that, he'll give a Psak. The shaila is, what is this big milo? What is this big advantage the Melech HaMashiach has that he's able to do psak din based on smell? Why is that the milo of Melech HaMashiach? So the Chidah over here in the Sefer Pesach Inayim, he brings that l'chura, re'iyah and shmiyah or higher levels of spirituality, of connection than smell. He brings based on Arizal that the levels are re'iyah, shmiyah, Reyach Dibur, in terms of the level of spirituality. So therefore he says, the Melech HaMashiach will have the Milo that more than other generations, more than other different Manhigim, that by him, not only that you'll have Riyah and Shmiyah, but he also be able to use the Koyach HaReyach when he's doing Psak Halacha, when he's doing Ruchnis. Meaning, previous generations, the smell can only be used for something Gashmi. Just to smell food, to smell flour, but to come and to smell psak halacha, that previous generations don't have. The Melech HaMashiach has that as well. But all the Mefarshim explain that no, Reyach is a higher level than psak, than what you have with Re'iyah v'Shmiyah. The Yad Ramah says that the Reyach is something, what it means over here in the Gemara, that the Melech HaMashiach is using the smell, Pshat is that he's understanding it through Ruach HaKodesh. And says the Ben Yoyodi brings this idea that the Reach is Ruach HaKodesh. And he says, the Re'iyah and Shmiyah is only something which is right in front of you. If comes a Baal Din in front of the Dayan, so you can see him, he can hear him. Reach can be even if it's not in front of you. Seeing, says the Ben Yoyodi, is only when someone is in front of his eyes. But Reach is even behind him. The Maharal explains that the Reach has something unique, more than the other Chushim, more than Riyah and Shmiel, is that it does not accept something bad. Meaning if someone sees with his eyes, he can see good things and bad things. He can hear good noises, bad noises. But a bad smell bothers a person. The body cannot accept a bad smell. As the Gemara tells us in Bo'a Basra, the person cannot say that he can live next to an area that has a bad smell. And the Maharal goes on the Zal Derech, and he adds to it that the Reyach is what the Neshama Nehenes Boy. As the Gemara says, Kol HaNeshama Ta'alil Ko, Ezudovasha Neshama Neheno Yimenu Zal Reyach. So says the Maharsha, the Reyach is a much higher level of comprehension because it's much more ruchni, it's much more spiritual. And the Teres Chaim says, you know what Reyach does? Every mitzvah and aveiro has an essence, a good smell and a bad smell. As it says, when Yaakov and Esau came in front of Yitzchok, so Yitzchok smelled them. Yarech is Reach B'gadov, by Yaakov Avinu, even the Reach Boigdov, even the Rishoyim, he smelled the good mitzvahs. And when Esau came in, he was Reach, the Reach of Gehenna. And the Mile of Melech HaMashiach is coming, says the Teres Chaim, coming from Gan Eden. So he has the Koyach to smell that mitzvah and aveira, the right and wrong, based on his reyach. Meaning there's a level of comprehension of ruchnius that only a smell can reach. And nothing else cannot reach to that place. And Melech HaMashiach is supposed to have that koyach. And we'll have to hear what my Rabbi Amir Shapir Zitzal said over here in Perek Chelek, and said it many times in many of the shiurim. Do you know what's the idea of smell? One thing we know in this world, what smell does. Smell senses life. When something dies, when there's something that loses its life, it stinks, it starts having a bad smell. A reyach toiv is a sign that something is alive, that there's chaim over here. When you have a discussion, who's right and wrong in halacha, what's a mitzvah, what's an aveiro, whatever is good has the sense of life, and reyach connects to it. And whatever is not, so that has a sense of death, has a sense of lack of chaim, a lack of ruchnius coming into it, and you mail it something that whoever has a very fine chush, sense of smell can smell it and know what's right and what's wrong. So all these mefarshim come out to be that the ma'ala of Melech HaMashiach, the Morech V'Doin, is that he's able to sense in a much higher level of comprehension, a level of ruchnius, a level of the neshama, what is the din. And this is the ma'ala the Melech HaMashiach brings. The Melech HaMashiach is the source of chaim in the world, the source of tahara and connection toward ruchni, the revelation of ruchnius in this world. Melech HaMashiach has this ma'ala that no one in any generation before him had, that he's able to connect to the source of ruchnius of each thing with his smell, with kach and his shama that he has. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava, email us to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.